The United Methodist Church believes that every person has the right to education and that the responsibility to educate young people rests with the family, faith communities, and the government. On United Methodist Student Day, we have the opportunity to support scholarships that help young leaders achieve their dreams. United Methodist Student Day is one of six special Sundays when we receive an offering for a particular ministry through the denomination. On the last Sunday in November, your gifts through this offering benefit students as they pursue opportunities in higher education. As you meditate on this devotional, consider how a foundation that is rooted in both faith and reason develops students into well-rounded leaders who are strong in spirit and knowledge.
Reverberations. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 8, NRSV. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. On Sunday, May 19th, 2019, something spectacular happened at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. Billionaire investor and 2019 Morehouse commencement speaker Robert F. Smith pledged that his family would pay off the student loans of all 396 graduating seniors, an unprecedented act of kindness. This, of course, immediately made headlines from coast to coast. A gift that will keep giving, and billionaire Robert Smith pledges $40 million to clear debt for Morehouse graduates. Since the big announcement, more stories have been written trying to access who Mr. Smith is, five things to know about Morehouse donor, Austin's Robert F. Smith, and slowly, the stories of the graduates themselves are beginning to surface. From Monticello, Florida to Morehouse man, his student loans were wiped clean by a billionaire. As the news cycle continues to find different angles to report this phenomenal story, it's important to remember that the best and most impactful stories haven't even happened yet. The reverberations of a gift so great will play out over time. Hopefully, for the rest of our lives, we will continue to hear story after story of how the students blessed by this act are growing, thriving, and paying it forward in their own communities. The power of one small act can't be overlooked, especially when that act is helping to provide an education for a student looking to pursue his or her dreams. By providing the resources for one student to pursue her or his dreams, think of what that student can do for someone else. As a global United Methodist community, together we have the means to give the gift of education on United Methodist Student Day. While you may never meet the student who will be blessed by your gift, rest assured that your kindness will create reverberations for years to come. And while we might not have the resources to give on the scale Mr. Smith did, our gifts, combined with other United Methodists around the world, are an investment in students and in the future. Let's pray. Divine Creator, we are thankful to be part of a church community that values education. Stir our hearts and guide us to be cheerful givers on United Methodist Student Day. Bless our gifts and allow them to create reverberations of kindness in your name for years to come. Amen.
Student Day was first celebrated in 1940, when a college education could be attained for $450 annually. Today, that same education costs an average of $23,000 each year. We are invited to invest in young leaders by giving generously on United Methodist Student Day in our local church offering or online at umcgiving.org/giveumsd. Please be in prayer with the students who are recipients of the education made possible through this special offering. Thank you.